Let's go to Ezekiel 8. It came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in mine house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord fell there upon me. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire. From the appearance of his loins even downward, fire, and from his loins even upward as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of a hand and took me by a lock of mine head. And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and heaven, and brought me in the vision of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. And he said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do? Even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary. But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Now, I believe, and we teach here that This is going on in because remember, the New Jerusalem has come down and it's surrounding us. And our inner chamber, our secret place, our pavilion of the Most High, our resting place is in the Holy of Holies, under the wings of the cherubim, where we are seated with Him in the heavenlies. And it's all that's where we are to be always. But he, again, his persona is so humble that he cannot and will not occupy where you are, and he won't fight your efforts. This is the essence of the mystery of the Trinity, the humility of each office of, or each person of the Trinity is total humility. They will not occupy where you are. They will not fight your efforts. And so herein we have this vision where the Spirit of God took Ezekiel and showed him what was going on in your mind and his mind and all men's mind. Everybody accept that a minute? Okay. And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Now, always before, whenever you had seen a hole in the wall, you tried to fix it. You fixed it with untempered mortar so that you wouldn't see the hole. And now a unique thing happens. And this is common. This is common. Every man does this. There's a hole in his defense system. Then he fixes it so that Everybody knows that. Everybody does it. So he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then he said unto me, now maybe for the first time, and he's saying unto you today, if you see a hole in the wall, instead of covering it over, dig. Dig now in the wall. And when he had dug in the wall, he found a door. Now that shocked him. It's a door. And he said unto me, go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do in there or here. So I went in through the door, and behold every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. Now in you, it's all of the images of the way you think things should be. All of the images of your society that you grew up in. All of the images of your parents that they taught you. And all the ones that you also have etched into the wall, the graven images. And they're legion. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. Now these 70 men are the Sanhedrin in your temple. They're the false Sanhedrin. They're the evil Sanhedrin. They are the instead of Sanhedrin. And you get all this good advice. You get all these sweet ideas. You get all these coping. You get all these compromises. You get all these truces. And these are the 70 men that you listen to. What? You understand?
Oh, yeah.
And in the midst of them stood Jaazaniah, the son of Saphon. Now, Jaazaniah is the instead of Christ. And Saphon, he's the son of Saphon, but Saphon is just a coney, a rock rabbit, a little, he's like the beast, he's like the wizard in Wizard of Oz. He's just real little teeny guy that has no more influence except to deceive you. And he does the deception through you, first of all, believing, giving breath to all of those things that you have been taught and you learn and see, you give importance to it. You got it? With every man his censer in his hand. Now the censer is only allowed for the high priest. The high priest is the only one that could have the censer. But these guys are all phonies. They are all illegally having the censer in their hand. And if you read the law, you would see that, how illegal it is for someone besides the high priest to have a censer. There are examples in the scriptures where the king took the censer and he was immediately struck with leprosy of the forehead. Now, each one of us have been struck with this leprosy of the forehead. Because the leprosy is so total. Leprosy of the forehead, you can't even be with other lepers, according to the law. You are forever alone. And I promise you that everyone in here knows what that means. You are forever alone. Does everybody know what that means? Anybody want to argue with me? You've tried every device so you wouldn't be alone. But the more you do, the more you get married so you won't be alone. But there you are alone again. You try to become a member of a community so you won't be alone, but still, you're alone. And the only time you really understand that loneliness is in the midnight hour. How many thousand things have you done to combat that loneliness, that aloneness? Then he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they saith, The Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. Now, every time you're confronted with a stimulus that is unpleasant to you, that's the time you either wait or you do what these guys are doing. You believe the Lord has forsaken you, and so you've got to come up with a solution. And it happens instantly. Instantly. So instead of faith, instead of abiding on this mercy seat, instead of waiting on him, you are convinced that the Lord has forsaken the earth, you as the earthen vessel, and therefore you must take action. You must do something. And I've seen it over and over and over and over in all of you. Anybody have any response thus far?
Scripture, the way, there's a way that seems right unto man, and that's that point where this, you know, there's a problem, this seems like the right thing to do, you listen to the voices, they're in agreement.
And especially if you have other voices that you can get in an alliance with.
Yeah, with somebody else to say, yeah, that's right, then you go, the end is death.
Anybody know what I'm talking about here? Or do you think I'm just making this up, huh?
No, I see how it happens in churches too. You know, if you have a congregation, all these preachers, they surround themselves with the people that justify their dark thoughts and their little hiding places that they're going off to hide in. And then
right now, we're not talking about the preachers. We're talking about you.
No, I mean, and I become either one of them or
No. You become being one of them without any churches. It's what's going on in you without any other stimulus, except you. You can't deflect this.
You're the bad guy.
But we also we surround ourselves with people to make us feel better about.
Right. That's why you go to the church of your choice. You go to the church with people like you.
Right. Or your partner.
Same value system. Same images on the walls.
So it's really a blessing when nobody likes you.
Yeah.
You know, that's so I wouldn't know anything about that.
I would have.
What's Shaphan again?
Shaphan is the Antichrist, the instead of Christ, which defaults you, huh?
What's Jazanon?
Shaphan is the rock rabbit, the coney. So he's the little beast, but he's the one that's operating, he's the one that runs the Jazaniah.
So it means in. Encourages Jazanon to keep doing what he's doing.
No, he tells him what to say.
Oh.
That's an incredible contrast because you would want Jazanon to be something really magnificent and powerful, and yet it's nothing.
Well, that's Shaphan, the son of. He's Jazanon is the son of Shaphan, the rock rabbit. So that's what, when you see all the references to the beast in the new book of Revelation, this is what it's talking about. Now, watch. The Lord seeth not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth. I'm sorry.
Don't start again.
And then he said unto me, Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Now, what's this? Tammuz is the resurrection god. Most of the people that have accepted Jesus as their personal savior have accepted Tammuz. Because this resurrection god is the one that is going to fix every situation. He's going to justify everything, and he's going to prove all the value of all the images that you have written on your heart. And he's going to make you successful. He's going to make you anything but poor and empty and naked. And that's what we're about to study when we go on Pentecost. Because this whole crew's job is to make you acceptable to the one who has the nearer kinsman, the one who has the right of the Levirate right, which is if your husband dies, then he gets you. So the whole human race is trying to be acceptable to the God of this world instead of the God of eternity.
I think about the imagery of a weeping woman. It's like it invokes your pity and your, that's part of the imagery of that, I believe. And they're weeping for something from God.
And here's another, and it goes on again. Then he said unto me, "Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see even greater abominations than these." And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house. And behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east. They worshiped the sun toward the east. Now what does that mean? Every time, in Israel, you always had the tabernacle, and the way it faced was always west. It always was toward the sunset instead of the sunrise. And so the imagery that every man is going is tomorrow will be a better day. And you end up with Pollyanna as your God.
Little orphan Annie.
Do you understand this? So these 25 of these 70 are worship, they're cause you to worship hope in something other than the resurrection. Oh, I hope. Oh, I hope. Oh, I wish. Oh, I want. Then he said unto me, "Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger, and lo, they put the branch to their nose." In other words, they are so special that the sacrifice of the Son of God wasn't enough for them, so they're putting the branch, which is universally Christ, they're putting the branch to their nose. In other words, they're despising the sacrifice of Christ. Because you're so special that you need more than that sacrifice. And then you blame everybody else. "Therefore will I also deal in fury. Mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them." Now, can you see, maybe get a picture of what's going on in your mind? This isn't just unique to you, it's all men since the fall. Can you see why everything in you is against faith? That's why you cannot speak of faith unless you speak of your death. Can you see how, again, all of this is to totally understand by the deeds of the law no flesh shall be justified. Because every one of these acts of these 70 men of the house of Israel and Safan and Jazaniah, their goal is to try to get you to believe that some work, some act by you will give you sustenance or satisfaction, or something else. Something else needs to happen. And so you always will have some work that you think. It'll be a deed of your law, the law of your own Sanhedrin, these stupid little guys up here, which create your law. So by the deeds of the law, no flesh shall be justified. You got it a little bit? I don't feel like talking anymore.
You said too much already. Yeah.
Does anybody not understand? Above, Paul said, above all things, my brethren, flee idolatry. And we don't think we have idols, because that's what those guys back there did. No. Now all of your idols are internal. The way you think things should be, your opinions about everything. The graven images, or the way you think things should be, the molten images are your response to it. Because, and those are the ones that are forged in the fire of your own emotion. So the only fire that's hot enough to melt the molten images is mercy. This is, I mean, if you don't see this, then 99% of what I say is just babble. So, anybody have any response to it?
You're left with like one option, maybe two: repent or go your own way. There's no middle ground here.
It always has to be the case. You have to live your life as if the judgment seat was going to happen next. So the only solution to the judgment seat is for you to be in the mercy seat. What's going on? You understand? So it's just a head nod, nothing
else.
Yeah, I do. Darren? Or do you think it's just the church over there?
No, I don't have any problem with it being me.
Okay.
It's very easy. It's me.
It's him.
That's why Pogo was a greater theologian than almost anybody in the life. We've seen the enemy, and it's me. It's us.
It's a very refreshing thought.
Well, it really is, because it's your warfare is over. It's done.
Yeah, I hear you.
Just don't get deceived by this idiot anymore.
Yeah, I just had an opening of a thing here where we've made such good friends with all these guys, you know, they're like our closest consorts, and it's like...
Wait a minute.
It's
You've done it again.
Hear me out.
You have made such good friends.
Me and Darren.
That's why we sit by each other now. We love our...
We're getting a bigger target, that's all.
Go ahead and finish.
But that alliance, that allegiance... is not this great camaraderie to combat our loneliness. It's the enemy. And until we face it, we're not going to break that relationship.
You don't have to face it. You just have to see how stupid it is.
That's how you face it. That's what you see.
It doesn't take some spiritual giant to see how each one of those little guys have failed you miserably. But their tactic is that, well, the next time it'll work. That's the definition of mental illness according to the scriptures.
That's insanity.
You believe that you'll do the same thing the next time, it'll have a different result.
Yeah.
Wade? Got it? All right, take it, big guy.
Get out of here quick.